Welcome back to the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We're riding this March 29th thing. We've got another Model 29 we're going to talk to you about. You can see it at museums.
Yeah, this one we can. you might have never seen this gun, but it's a nice shotgun.
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Jim's Tire and Automotive. Yeah. Just talking, they did some work for you for the foundation. That's awesome.
And they just helped me over and over again. Got some new tires coming, new rims. All from Diamond Jim. So right on Dorrit Highway, just south of Bristol Road in lovely Burton, Michigan. And Diamond Jim's has been around since 1977 and keeping cars going down the road straight. I had my truck up on the rack this week and the alignment rack and everything. So they do excellent work. Check them out, but give them a call and make an appointment. 743-4210. That's 810-743-4210. It's Diamond Jim's Tire and Auto Service Center. And now you can always get them on my website as well. It's thegss.com, and there's a link right there to them, and you'll have all the information right in front of you. So if you're online or you're on your computer or on your phone, thegss.com, and then look at the sponsors, and you'll see the sponsors on there. All my sponsors are on there, and we appreciate every single one of them. Let them know you heard about them on the Gunsmith Show.
Diamond Jim's keeping cars rolling since 1977.
That's right, and we're very, very happy they're on board. Good people. So
this Remington Model 29, 12-gauge shotgun, they stopped making it, what, in 1711? When did they?
Well, Remington,
he's stretching on this one,
Remington,
folks.
Okay, Beretta is the oldest gun maker in the world that we know of. There's probably an older one in China, who knows, but Beretta is the oldest. But in America, Remington is the oldest. And they've had their ups and downs. They have, you know, 60 Minutes tried to dismantle them. The strong will of the liberal press tried to tear them apart. They've made it, but they've gone bankrupt. They're coming back. They're building their way back. And they have made some beautiful guns over the years. This one is an interesting shotgun. It is a pump shotgun. This thing was made in 1929. It was introduced in 1930. So we're talking 95 years ago, okay? 96 years ago. It was discontinued in 1933. And there's a reason for that. We were starting, this is a pump model shotgun. The model, Remington Model 29.
12-gauge shotgun, pump action.
12-gauge shotgun, but it's 12-gauge, but it's a little different. See, this 12-gauge, Dan, normal 12-gauge shotguns are 2 3/4-inch shells, 3-inch or 3.5. This one was a 2.5.
Oh.
And, wait a minute, 2.5 or 2? It's a really obscure one. It is, it only takes 2-inch shells. That's why they canceled. They quit making it. Mm-hmm. So it's a lighter duty. They were lighter guns. They didn't have to be as tough. They didn't have as much pressure because the shell was smaller. The longer the shell, the more BBs you get in it.
Yeah.
So they made a more efficient 2 3/4-inch. There's 2.5-inch shells, too. And sometimes the Western shooters have those. They make their shells purposely shorter so that they can get more in their gun. Because they're going, you know, they're trying to shoot 11 targets in 2 seconds. Mm. Boom, 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 you know, and it's done. Well, back then, these guns were beautiful, and they were made, they made like 11 different models of this gun. And some of the trap and field models are just fabulous looking. But they made 38,000 of them in 3 years. So it wasn't a slow production gun. It wasn't a bad gun. Oddly enough, the collector's value is not great on these guns either, which is surprising to me because there's a lot of really good Remington collectors out there that pay attention to such things, and they look for those obscure guns. And personally, I think I've only held one or two of these in my life, and I've looked at both of them and said, what is this? And it ends up being a Model 29. And it's like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that one. So the value to collectors is modest, $300 to $650. $300 to $650 is about all you're going to see out of them. 40% more if it's the trap model with a 32-inch barrel. Now, 25% more on top of that if you got a ventilated rib. So the serial number started out at 001, and they ended up at 38,000. That's how they know there was 38,000. Not all of them. I'm sure there were some that was destroyed, but basically, they had all these different grades available, and they put a letter for the nomenclature next to it. So it's the Model 29A is the standard version. The 29, and you might have one of these. You might have one in Grandpa's, you know, shotgun still in the closet. Not Grandpa still in the closet. Grandpa is, well, he might be in the closet. He might be in an urn. You never know. But if you bought one of these new, he's pretty old. So the 29B is the special model. The 29C is the trap version. The 29D is the tournament grade. And the 29E is the expert. So which are you, Dan? Which would you be?
I'd probably be A.
Standard? You're kind of special.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you're kind of special. All right. Now, 29F?
A is the best grade, though.
A is the best grade, but 29F is the premier grade.
Oh. Okay? So and it's then, a failing grade, but it's great if it's a Model 29.
It's the F going, wow, that's a nice gun. Yeah. Then they got the 29R. What do you think R stands for?
This repeater?
Is a shotgun.
Rifle?
Riot.
Oh, wow.
Riot gun, okay? So they needed riot guns in the 30s.
Well, it was prohibition back then.
Yeah, and there was a need for riot guns.
Yeah.
In World War I, we started with the trench guns.
Yeah.
And they were shotguns with bayonets on them. And everybody was trying to make the next best, the next best.
Well, plus you had international communism running rampant back then. You had the Comintern was taken over and,
Marxism was
on the move, and then we got rid of alcohol, and there was prohibition and stuff, and the flappers were dancing, and then you had the Great Depression,
and
Dust Bowl.
It happened right when this gun came out, 1930.
So that's why they had a riot gun.
Yeah.
Model.
So and then they had the 29T.
What is a riot gun? What's the difference between the regular?
A riot gun would hold more shells. And have a shorter barrel. So it'd have an 18 or 20 inch barrel.
Better spread.
Yeah, an open cylinder bore, meaning there's no choke to it. Yeah. It doesn't make for a long shooting narrow pattern. It's made to spray and pray.
Disperse.
At close range.
Yeah, yes. Keep people. Yeah.
Keep like at the end of the hallway, you have a 3 foot circle so that no matter who's in the hallway, they're going to get shot.
Gotcha.
But again, these were 2 inch shells. Nowadays, like the riot gun that I just got, shoots 3 inch magnums.
Wow.
And we talked about it last week. It'll put 9 BBs in a 12 inch circle at 30 feet.
Wow.
That's devastating for one person.
Yes.
They're trying to stop the spray and pray thing where they're hitting everybody in a hallway. So I understand that. So they had one more. It was called the Model 29T, and that was the special trap version. And it actually came as a kit, and it had all these other barrels with it, which is pretty amazing. Now, the interesting thing about this gun is it was a bottom ejecting gun. So it doesn't shoot the shell out the right side or the left side. It shoots it straight out the bottom like a Ithaca Model 37. And it is hammerless. It had the tubular magazine. And like the Winchester Model 12s, it had a disconnect pin, and it rotated and came apart into two pieces that you could put it in like a little sackcloth. And you remember the movie Bullet?
Yes.
Steve McQueen.
Mm-hmm.
In the back of the car, the black Charger that is chasing Steve McQueen down the streets in his Mustang, in the back of that car, in the back of the Charger, the bad guy in the overcoat. Yeah, there's a picture of the Mustang right here in the studio. Dan's driving it and or about to. With his turtleneck sweater on and his blazer. Anyways, the black car guy has a Model 12 shotgun, and you see him putting it together. And I always get young gun enthusiasts that'll watch that movie. They'll be at my house, and they'll say, "Oh, I've never seen a shotgun do that." And I say, "Well, they all used to do that. You used to be able to take them down, put them in the suitcase, and go hunting." You know what I mean?
Yep.
And but they're pretty cool. So, but 12 gauge only, they didn't make it in 20 or 16 or nothing like that. But that 2 inch shell probably was what killed it. Very cool if you have one, but that's probably what killed it. So, I want to say that, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, picture, Jacob did.
Yeah.
Put my face on it on the Steve McQueen.
Yeah.
next to his car. I've got another project for him.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I need him. Do you remember the band Oingo Boingo?
Yeah.
Oingo Boingo. I've got a picture of them I'm going to send to him, and then I'm going to send a picture of Dan Bongino, and I want him to put his face and all the band members, and I'm going to call it Oingo Bongino.
I like that.
It's coming. It's coming, Jake. It's coming. I'm going to send it to him.
He'll get right on.
Whenever he has a chance. I know he's a busy guy.
Yeah. But that sounds like a.
It sounds like his kind of project.
He'll say, "Wait a minute. There was a band called Oingo Boingo."
He will.
He might know them. I mean, I didn't ever care for their music a lot.
Danny Elfman went on. He made music for all the movies and stuff, like Tim Burton and stuff.
But when he left there, yeah.
After he left Oingo Boingo,
I would have left Oingo Boingo just because of the name. I don't know if I'd want that word association.
Oingo,
John Smith,
Boingo.
Oingo Boingo. I don't think it adds up. But
they were kind of interesting. They made some fun music.
Well, hey, I want to talk about a fun outing coming up.
A
fun outing.
An outing?
An outing. A Ducks Unlimited event.
Okay.
Now, Ducks Unlimited is a wonderful nonprofit. They're out there to reserve hunting property for all of us hunters and have very good locations for ducks to live all across America. And that's what their money goes for. And they teach young people how to shoot and hunt and all kinds of stuff like that. So the 5th annual Last Shot Fired Euro Tower Pheasant Hunt. My good friend Jim Toth has got this thing going. He does it as often as he can. It's out at the Rooster Ranch in Ubley. So if you know where Ubley's at, you might even know where Germania Road is. That's where the Rooster Ranch is. It's a hunt club. And it is on April 6th, coming up real quick. And I was supposed to talk about this last weekend, and doggone it, I failed again. But anyways, there's going to be 100 hunters. Two per blind. I've done this before. It's a ton of fun. 50 teams. So there's going to be 100 guys out there. Guys and girls. It's open to everybody. There's going to be 900 pheasants attending as well.
Mm-hmm.
So 9 birds per shooter is what you're allowed.
Hmm.
So the cost is $335. Full payment required for reservation. And the booking starts now. It's already going. So you don't have to have a hunting license, but you do have to wear orange. And all the birds are cleaned, packaged, and ready to freeze or take home and cook. Shells are available at the clubhouse. So get a hold of Jim at 810-869-5323. And Mary
has... I'm sure you'll link to it at your website.
Mary's got it on her website already. So it's perfect. You can go to thegss.com, check it out. But it starts at 7 a.m. on April 6th. So plan on it. 7 a.m. right now is still dark, isn't it?
No, it's just
starting. It's kind of like
we sprang forward, so it'll be a good time to go.
It's kind of a dawn situation. You leave the house about 7, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
it's starting to get light.
I'm usually stern. I'm making coffee, but I'm a little groggy at that point. I'm retired, you know.
Well, sort of.
Retired.
You find a way to keep yourself busy, though.
Oh, I stay very busy.
And he keeps you busy here on the Gunsmith Show with all kinds of great information. We got another segment to come. We got another Model 29 we're going to talk about.
Oh, you know we do.
Right after this. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.